1-800-259-9231. Kicking off another week of fun and excitement. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, whether it be a political issue or maybe something of a personal nature. Whatever's on your mind, 1-800-259-9231. This is the Monday Night Edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern. So join us for every single moment. And if you miss a moment, don't you worry about that, because we've got archives for you. The last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. There is no logging in, and there's no membership fee. You just go and get them. You can sign up for the podcast, and we'll even send you the archives automatically. So it takes all the work out of it. So go and get them, freetalklive.com. In fact, you can go back even farther than 6 days. If you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org, and they'll take you 2 months' worth of the show. All of it is on the house, freetalklive.com.
Do you think that the government's getting out of control? Do you think that you're going to lose your freedoms?
Yes. Mm. I think we are.
I think we are, slowly.
And do you guys want to get them back?
Yes, we do.
Do you want to get it back in your lifetime? Because I'm sure
that would be preferable.
I'm sure that if, you know, you just try going out and voting, you try talking to your friends and whatnot, that it's just not going to happen. Not soon enough, anyway.
Well, it's not happening quickly.
Well, there's a plan. A plan for 20,000 people. Get together in one state, and that's the Free State Project. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information, check out their website, freestateproject.org, or give them a call. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or again, check out their website, freestateproject.org.
Alrighty, so we're going to get started tonight. We've got emails, we've got all kinds of prep, and of course your calls are primary at 800-259-9231. You can again call in and take control of the airwaves. I wanted to start with an email, because I've been holding on to it for a little while. I meant to bring it up last week when you were here, Johnson, because...
It's an ambush.
Well, no, it's not an ambush. It's an email that specifically references you, so I can't read it any other night.
Right, right.
It wouldn't be fair.
It's not really an ambush, because I've known about this for weeks.
Right. So, what it's about is your position, and actually, I pretty much agree with you on this, that the Constitution... The question is, did the Constitution fail the people? Or did the people fail the Constitution?
I want to clarify my last statement. Yes, okay. I've known that there was an email about this for weeks, but I haven't heard the email, so it's
right.
Not like, you know, if my responses aren't like prepared.
Okay.
For this.
But I mean, that's your position. Your position is that the people have failed the Constitution.
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
It's a pretty good document, but the problem is that the American people just have been asleep at the wheel, so to speak, and they haven't been paying attention to what the politicians have been doing in Washington for the past several decades, and as a result...
The
now,
politicians haven't even been paying attention to what the politicians
true.
Have been doing.
They don't read
their bills.
Right.
That's true.
You're right about that. So everybody's been dropping the ball, and as a result, now we have more tyranny.
It's like, yeah, we're the government,
It says Patriot, we might as well sign it.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened with the Patriot Bill. Nobody, not one of the 535 elected...
Yeah, it says Patriot in it, it must be good.
Not one of them read it, because it wasn't available for reading.
Right. I think that some of them still voted against it, even though they didn't read it. But.
That's amazing, isn't it? I'm not voting for this. It's George Bush's version of what a patriot is.
Well, here's what Curtis has to say. He emailed the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. Good evening, gents. On Thursday's program, Mike from Alabama called in to say that the Constitution either allows everything the government's been doing, or it has been powerless to prevent them. In all fairness, the quote should have been attributed to Lysander Spooner, who said, quote, but whether the Constitution really...
In his letter to Grover Cleveland.
Yes, but but whether the Constitution really be one thing or another, this much is certain, that it has either authorized such a government as we have had, or that it's been powerless to prevent it. Then Johnson called in and took issue with that statement, claiming that there was a third option, that the people had failed the Constitution. He equated the Constitution with a gun that could have been used to defend against an attacker, which would have been tyranny, but wasn't. And that it's not the fault of the gun if the victim chooses not to use his weapon.
I liked Johnson's explanation.
I think it's a good analogy.
Yeah, it's a tool.
Well, here's what Curtis has to say to that. He says, I have to challenge that argument. Let's look at the recent example, New London, Connecticut. We all know the case, eminent domain being used to transfer private property from individuals to a corporation. Clearly unconstitutional. The victims fought it all the way to the Supreme Court. They used the Constitution to the fullest, and it failed them.
They didn't use the Constitution to the fullest, and the Supreme Court ignored the Constitution.
Well, then what good is the Constitution?
Exactly! It's right. A gun that's not being used. My analogy holds true 100%. It doesn't matter because at this point it's gone too far. The government is part of the people who are supposed to be using this gun.
So it's kind of like a melted down gun at this point. I'd like to add to that,
is the gun has been abused over the years.
Uh-huh.
It's been left out in salt water. It's been kicked in the mud. This isn't the first time that the gun was pulled up and clicked.
Right.
It didn't shoot.
Right.
The gun has not been respected up to this point. At this point, we'll be lucky if the gun ever fires.
So, yeah, I see what you're saying. And this is a nice little extension of the analogy. Basically, the idea is these people in New London, and we like them, and we're following their case, and we're doing everything we can to... We're just using them as an example. They are scrambling. I mean, they're seeing the tyranny now. They're scrambling for their weapon. They're opening up this rickety old box, pulling out a gun that hasn't been fired since 1700s and expecting it to shoot first.
Quite honestly,
first time
it's never really been fired properly.
Here's the other thing, okay? The other way this analogy, I guess if we're going to kind of go with this gun analogy, and it's not 100% apt. The reason why this analogy isn't 100% apt is because the gun, I was thinking of the Constitution as like a gun pointed at government, right? Mm-hmm. The Constitution is a representation of guns being pointed at government that say, this is what defines the rights of the people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it defines it. It's not what grants it. Again, you know, I want to make that clear. You aren't granted rights by the government.
I think enshrined is a better word. It enshrines the
rights. Right. It enshrines the rights of the people. Now, it was also representational of guns being pointed at government, saying, look, you can't get around this, or what?
Or we'll revolt.
Or what? Nothing is going to happen these days. That's why the government doesn't care anymore. They know people have grown, people are deceiving themselves so much that they're not going to do anything.
Right.
People aren't going to revolt nowadays.
Nobody's going to go to the Supreme
problem.
Court
nobody's,
with pitchforks.
Nobody's active anymore. No one's going to do anything. It's and that's the real problem, is government doesn't feel threatened anymore.
You're right, and when government does feel threatened, then they back down.
Right.
And we can still see little instances of that happening today.
People, you know, I've heard some people who talk about, the protests are so worthless, you're wasting your time if you go out and protest. Right, they talk about how...
Really?
Yeah, you've never heard that before? You've never heard like people just talk about how protesters are just wasting their time. They're just going out carrying signs and nothing ever happens.
Mm. It certainly seems that way.
I've heard that over and over and over again. A lot of people on a lot of radio talk shows, comedians and stuff like that say stuff like that. Well, what you don't realize and what these people don't realize who say things like that is that the purpose of the protest is to scare the politicians.
Yeah.
And
let them know that people are angry.
Exactly. And to let them know that there are people out there who are going to be trying to do things, who are the people that are going to represent votes, to represent a much larger, angry, you know, constituency.
You know, I don't know I think it was Tennessee, but it wasn't too long ago, just a couple years back, where the Tennessee House was talking about raising taxes or creating an income tax. I think Tennessee is one of those states without an income tax.
Mm-hmm.
And so there were some rumblings in the state capitol about, you know, an income tax bill coming up for a vote. And the word got out, and people showed up at the Tennessee Capitol, like hundreds and hundreds of people, maybe even thousands. I don't know. I wasn't there. But it was talked about on the radio. People came out. They showed that they were angry about it. The politicians backed down. Now, unfortunately, I don't know if they actually went ahead and passed it later on, like in the dead of night.
They love doing
that
little trick. That's their favorite trick.
So I'm not really sure.
Well, we're rushing all these bills through, and they just tack it on the old highway spending whatever.
But you're right, Johnson. Even though people aren't using these methods these days, for the most part, the few times that they do, they're still effective. So if we did still get out there and try to make a difference, we could. We still have that power. We still have our guns. Maybe we just need to flash them a little bit more often. More coming up. Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Take control.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills at as little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, No Legislation Without Representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything, political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. The website is freetalklive.com and you can go there and get interactive with us. We get all kinds of good stuff, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies on the Shrine. In fact, over this weekend, we added over a dozen ladies to the Shrine. Did you see the pictures, man?
Yes, I did.
We have the first two ever group shots. Multiple women are validating themselves for the Shrine. Mm-hmm. And when I say validating, there's three sections of the Shrine of Female Listeners. The point of the Shrine is to show off the fact that women do listen to Free Talk Live. And not only do they listen, but they're so dedicated to listening, they actually have taken the time to send us their photo. And some of them have taken the time to take a photo of themselves, holding up a sign of some sort that references Free Talk Live. And that's what we call a validated picture, because then we know beyond a shadow of a doubt these women really are who they say they are.
Yeah, the rest of you ladies are going to have a real hard time topping that. I mean, you know, they all got together at the Pork Fest
was one of them. There's two. Yeah. There's two totally separate pictures. One of them is, I think, about a dozen ladies at Pork Fest, And each of them is holding a 8.5 by 11 sheet with letters on them spelling out Free Talk Live. And they've got three different rows. It is the coolest. It's one of the coolest validation pictures, so you should go check it out at freetalklive.com.
I was going to say, what's the other one?
Well, the other one is another listener who got together at her local, I guess, libertarian group meeting where she lives. And all the ladies there did a validation picture as well.
Ah.
So, really cool.
It's going to be hard to top. Going to be hard to top getting, you know, because it's got to be a competition now to see who can get the most ladies in the one photo.
The biggest libertarian lady group, or Free Talk Live listener group picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not a bad idea. FreeTalkLive.com.
Competition and Free Talk Live's the winner.
So, yeah, exactly. So go check it out. We do appreciate everybody who sends in a picture, even if it's just a solo pic. All right. We've been talking about what Curtis's email is saying here. He's talking about the Constitution as a gun analogy.
Mm-hmm.
The suggestion that you could basically... The Constitution is old and outdated, and it's this old, rusty gun. And Curtis is saying that... In the case of the eminent domain situation in the Supreme Court, the people there tried to use this gun. They tried to use the Constitution to retain their rights to own property, and the gun failed them. But what you guys have said, and I think you guys make a great point, is that this is an old rusty gun that nobody has cleaned or polished or oiled or even test-fired in the past 200 years.
Well,
so what do you expect?
I also think this gun is... I guess the analogy goes along this way. Is okay, you always see in a movie... Like in movies, right, where you have the bad guy and the good guy facing off, and the good guy finally gets the one up on the bad guy, and the bad guy is, you know, the good guy is, you know, standing over the bad guy, he's pointing his gun at him, and the bad guy says, you know, he starts to laugh, right? Because he knows that the good guy isn't going to use the gun. He knows he isn't going to shoot it.
Right. The bad
guy. So he just laughs, and he gets up and gets away. You know, he gets up, and he takes the gun from the good guy. And, you know, the good guy's, like, stunned because the bad guy knew he wasn't going to fire it.
Hmm.
That's, like, what's going on here. Because the American people have gotten so complacent that the government isn't afraid of them anymore. You're
right.
Not going to shoot.
They know they're not going to do anything about it. Look at New York.
The Constitution is also literally representational of a gun,
I don't think it's totally true. Because now think about the change in American politics over the last 10 years. We have elected a lot of Republicans in lieu of a lot of Democrats.
Uh-huh.
Now, the Republicans have the same press that...
I think it's been on, off, you know?
I think that absolutely the pendulum swings have been around,
and
because each of the groups have a disadvantage that the other one can play.
What's
on.
The point, though?
The point is that I think the gun has been used to some extent to quote unquote shrink the size of government. I don't think that it's working.
I'm sorry. I mean, what? You're saying a lot of Republicans in lieu of Democrats? What? Because it happened once in my lifetime? I mean, how many times did it happen in your lifetime? We had Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush.
Well, you're looking at presidential campaigns. I'm talking about now.
How
currently, for the first time in a lot of people's lifetime, you've got a single party.
I don't think that works at all, man. Because saying that you voted for somebody using the gun is not appropriate at all to this analogy.
No, not at all.
The gun is literally representation of violence threatened against the state. And
the tree of liberty must be watered with the blood of tyrants from time
voting
to time.
For
That's
Republicans.
Not in the Constitution.
No,
voting
it's
for
Jefferson.
Voting for Republicans is not threatening the state with violence. Okay, to get your, you know, to
I don't see how the gun being
rights.
The Constitution is threatening the state with violence.
I also,
what you guys are saying.
You know, I want to actually bring up something because you specifically, after I said that quote, you said that's not in the Constitution. Well, I think it's pretty damn important to understand some of the other writings of the people who wrote the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And I think not enough people do that.
I
love reading stuff by Jefferson and Hamilton and,
I hate that quote by Jefferson because it's the same one that warmongers use to say that we've got to go over to different countries
really?
And kill people.
I've never heard a warmonger use that.
That's absolutely. The Tree of Liberty has to be watered with the blood of patriots. Well, that's what they say all the time. And that's their justification for going over and killing gooks in Japan.
Let me finish.
For whatever reason, they do that. They use that, and it's not a good statement.
No, it's not even a good analogy, because what it's talking about is people rising up against their own government.
Well, that's what you think it means.
No, that's what Jefferson said it means if you read it in context.
I'm sure that's true. Okay. Now it's been taken out of context and used against us.
Like everything has, like a lot of political words have. I mean, conservative and liberal don't mean what they used to mean back in the old days, for instance. I mean, everything has been morphed and warped by this crazy system that we have, by this nutty government. Let me finish this email from Curtis. He says, they used the Constitution to the fullest, and it failed them. In fact, it blew up, not only in their faces, but in all our faces. Sorry, Johnson, but your unused gun analogy is just plain wrong. The Constitution has been tried and found wanting.
Wrong.
Again, we've rebutted that pretty well. By the way, Mike didn't finish Lysander Spooner's quote. In fact, he left off the best part. Here's the whole thing. Quote, but whether Constitution really be one thing or another, this much is certain, that it has either authorized such a government as we have had, or has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist.
I want to rebut this even further, and Manwich, I'm going to need your help. I need to know the exact statement as far as in the Constitution, the how it's phrased for this taking property for the public good.
It's for the public use.
For the public
use. That's in the Fifth Amendment.
Right, it's in the Fifth Amendment. Give me a second.
He'll pull it up. In the meantime, let's talk to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Would you do me a favor?
What can I do for you, Jamie?
Would you quit calling me Jamie Togiso?
But then everybody knows you as Jamie Togiso.
Well,
what's on your mind?
I just want to talk about the passing of Peter Jennings.
Old Peter Jennings. Bit the dust today. Lung cancer.
Yeah.
Was he a cigarette smoker? Or did he just get lung cancer?
He was a cigarette smoker.
Is that right?
For 30-some years, yeah.
Tisk, tisk. Did you cry a little cry?
No, I was sad.
Yeah. Okay. Sad?
You hate journalists, don't you?
What do you mean?
You just get mean.
No, I don't hate journalists.
No, not you. Not you, Jamie. Ian. Ian just gets mean. Whenever somebody comes in and brings up the name of a journalist.
Josh Duffel is fantastic.
I mean, you're just like, that journalist is dead. Let's make fun of it.
I asked him if he cried a little cry.
He's talking
about him. He must care about him.
You just get insensitive and heartless anytime anyone drops a name of a journalist on here.
I got something else to say.
You do? All right. Well, hang on, Jamie. We're going to come back to you. Jamie told you so on the line with us. 800-259-9231. And Peter Jennings is dead, everybody. Has journalism really suffered? Nah, just another person that never asked any good questions. More coming back.
Cigarettes will kill you, too.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Roadside crises are never fun. But short of the cavalry coming to the rescue, there are two simple procedures you can learn before you're stranded that may protect your car and your life when we come back. This is Bobby Likas with some investment advice. Reduce cost and risk while protecting major investments, like the one you're driving right now. Here's the plan. Have your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system cleaned, flushed, and conditioned with BG products and professional services. I mentioned reducing risk. BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Many emergencies are eased by knowing two things: how to change flat tires and jump dead batteries. Learn to change tires in your driveway during daylight Know your jack and how to loosen lug nuts on your wheels, which may require a special tool. Likewise, jumping a battery isn't hard, unless you wait to learn how when you're late for ball games or piano recitals. Keep jumper cables in your trunk and know how to use them. Don't let a crisis be your classroom. A little practice goes a long way. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show, you'll get an update. If you're signed up for them, that means we'll send you an email. It comes straight to your email box. You'll be the first person to know whatever it is we're announcing. Like, for instance, today we announced that we've got some brand new Shriners on the site. And if you want to sign up for the updates, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Real simple. Updates.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. The show is about your calls. Let's go back to Jamie, who does not want to be called Told You So anymore. And Jamie, you're going to have to think up another name for yourself. I mean, if you don't want us to call you Jamie Told You So, you have to understand something, Jamie. You've created a following.
You've already earned a nickname. So yeah. You got to have a nickname.
You've got fans.
Seriously, we get emails about you, Jamie. We get people that that laugh when you call in. They just think you're the funniest thing. They really enjoy your phone calls.
I just want to say hello to all my fans.
I truly believe you have more rabid fans than any of us do, Jamie.
I got to set me up autograph session.
Well, they know you
do, my friend.
They know you as Jamie Told You So. So what are you going to call yourself? If we can't call you Jamie Told You So, number one, you can't just call yourself Jamie because there's five Jamies.
It's like wrestling, man. You got to have a wrestling name.
Right, yeah.
Well, I was on WCW Live one time as James from Kentucky.
No, that's not going to work. We got to have a name. We got to have a nickname.
Wait, you were on, that was your name? That was your wrestling name?
It sounds like a caller.
I was a caller into a show.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
I mean, they went on for 300.
That's not an actual. I was talking about an actual ring name.
I think you can work this Told You So angle, Jamie.
Yeah. I think it works for you, personally.
Peter Jennings died. Told you so.
Yeah.
Okay, going with it.
All right, good deal. Good. As long as you're happy, Jamie, we're happy.
I'd like to say something else.
Yeah.
It's sad. I'd like to talk about Peter Jennings more.
Uh-huh.
Peter Jennings was a good journalist.
Why?
Well, okay.
Because he could read a teleprompter?
Well, yeah.
That's what makes you a good journalist?
Now, he's a good journalist because he traveled all over the world. He talked to so many presidents, even though they were phony. And plus, he talked to dictators like Bush and all of them. And
yeah, but he just gives them fellatio on the air. He doesn't ask any real
questions.
He was
a human being just like me and you. And he had feelings just like me and you. And he was, and that's one part of it, too. He was a good guy.
I think he deserves respect for those reasons.
I watched him every night at 6:30.
I'm not trying to disrespect the dude. I'm just saying he's not
and
a real
And after that,
journalist.
I watched Wheel of Fortune.
Okay. Wheel.
Now, that's real entertainment.
Fortune.
Talk about a long... I mean, really, that's got to be one of the longest-running game shows, Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Right?
Jeopardy is my game.
Guess what tonight is?
What is it?
Wrestling night.
That's excellent, Jamie. You have a super night, okay? Thanks for the call, man.
I'll call back.
All right, buddy. 1-800-
Jamie Told You So.
It's Jamie Told You So. There's no L in there. 1-800-259-9231. Look, I don't want to sound disrespectful of the guy. I mean, I don't wish lung cancer on anybody.
No.
And I don't wish death on anybody. I wish we could, find the secret to eternal life, okay? But right now we don't have that. And I'm just addressing the issue of whether or not Peter Jennings was a journalist. And I think journalists are supposed to ask tough, revealing questions, especially of authority, so-called authority figures. I don't know. Maybe Peter Jennings did that, and I just missed out on it.
I'm sure he tried to ask the toughest questions he could get and still get the interview.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, it's not like he wants to sit there and look like a, you know, a mush mouth in front of these guys. He wants to ask the tough questions, but you're not going to get the interview if you say that you'll ask questions about this or that or the other thing. They want to know all these things in advance. And if you
if all journalists were real journalists, then who would they? Then they'd have to give interviews to some of them, wouldn't they? How else are you going to get elected?
So, no.
How else are you going to get elected?
You know, don't
interview.
Please,
with
they don't really interview very much during elections.
I think that journalism. Okay, here's what I think about journalism. I think that this is my opinion for what would make journalism better.
Okay.
In general, first of all, journalists have already thrown out the window the fact that they've stopped. You know, they talk about being unbiased journalism,
fair and balanced,
and whatnot. Right.
Uh huh.
We all know that
no
that's a crock,
yeah.
All right? That's out the window.
Sure.
None of these networks are impartial.
Everybody has their, okay. Yeah, absolutely. Everybody has their political spin.
Okay, so all that's out the window. You know what I think needs to happen? I think all these journalists, all these guys who read teleprompters, they all need to be fired, every single one of them. And what we need to do is we need to make all the newscasters have to be all the famous comedians around this country. They would ask some pertinent questions.
Well, maybe.
I think that
it'd be better.
The should end of this is the fact that they have that. There is one show that they do that.
And it's the
John
best.
Stewart.
It's
John Stewart
the
isn't
best.
A journalist. It's a comedian show. If you asked him if he was a journalist, he would laugh in your face.
He doesn't have to be.
He's
as good of a journalist as any of these talking
heads.
I
agree with that. That's probably the best news show on television.
I agree it is. I listen to it every night.
1-800-259.
I don't qualify that as news, and specifically because they say it's not news, and they can and will lie.
But it's not news what you see on the rest of it either.
That's
true.
I think it's a better program than any other news program out there. Anyway, 800-259, even though it's not really news. 1-800-259.
Personally, I get my news from Free Talk Live.
Let's go to the phones to the fun to Mark in Vegas. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, when you guys were saying that people should, you know, read, you know, people like Thomas Jefferson and Hamilton and the framers of the Constitution.
Read some of their other writings, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to say that I don't think it's so much important necessarily read them. Why is it so important to read them? How about the Anti-Federalists? How about, like, George Mason?
I absolutely think all of that. I think people should read more about, first of all, the whole huge debate. There's a great book. There's a book series that came out called The Debate on the Constitution. And that is all the writings it's captured works of all the writings
that.
Of the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers, and all the letters that were back and forth. Absolutely incredible.
You know, it's nice to say that people should read those things, but people haven't even read the damn Constitution. You have to get them to read those.
Now, it's true.
Actually, I'm not a huge fan of the Constitution at all. Not only does it do nothing to protect or secure rights, but, I mean, you look at some of, I think it gives, like, the legislative a very, you know, wide prerogative.
Yeah, it's got a lot of loopholes in it. I think that the point about people,
because those darn anti-federalists.
Well, exactly. What people need to do, and this is the point we're making earlier, is they need to stand up and demand, you know, that it be obeyed better and shove it in the politicians' faces. Although, again, people aren't doing that, so what good is it? I mean, what good is it at all?
I mean, look at Article 1, Section 8. I mean, that pretty much, you know, it makes the prerogative of the legislative, you know, the right to impose martial law. They feel like it. You know, some very broad powers. It talks about how they can provide for the general welfare of the United States.
You make a good point, Mark, and that's why I'm not a constitutionalist.
Yeah,
I'm someone who's pro freedom.
I'll tell you what, I think this appealing to authority is a very weak argument. I hear it a lot. People say, oh, that's bad because, you know, that's unconstitutional. Well, there are a lot of good clauses in the Constitution. Yeah, I like the idea of a right to trial by jury. And don't get me wrong, but suppose the Constitution said something completely contrary. Was it
like that? African Americans are 3/5 people.
Yeah, right. You know what? What do we do that? Do we keep appealing to the Constitution? So, you know, just because something is in the Constitution or
good
or whatever doesn't make it.
You're absolutely right, Mark. Constitutional arguments are weak at best.
Don't you think, Mark, though, that this is sort of advanced or at least intermediate liberty
yeah,
or patriotism?
It is.
Mark?
No.
You don't think
I'm with Wise Spooner. I think the Constitution is a horrible document.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for the call. We don't have more time, but thank you for it.
Well, if you believe in Lysander Spooner, you don't care about it anyway. I mean, you're a voluntarist.
Right. 1-800-259-9200.
Damn anarchist calling my show?
It's my show, Manwich.
Whatever.
Say that again, and you won't be here tomorrow night. More coming back. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
My show, too.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe. Already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. We got all kinds of good stuff there for you. In fact, you can go and vote for us if you have not yet done so this month. But hundreds and hundreds of you have. This is our best month, I think, ever. Yeah. On PodcastAlley.com, which is by far the number one podcast site in the world. And on PodcastAlley.com, we are the number one show in the world. Out of over 5,000 podcasts, we're your number one thanks to your votes. So if you haven't cast your vote yet this month, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. Thank you.
I don't know what we did right by our listeners this month, but it has been great. We've been on top for, since the beginning of the month.
Well, we've been number one pretty much every month for a little while.
Yeah.
So far, we've been there since day number one.
This month, though, we've got a good lead. Let's keep it.
Yeah, especially against the second place show, which normally overtakes us over time. But we were only on top for like 4 or 5 days last month, and now we're on day number 8.
But if you know any other podcast stuff, help us out on some of the other podcast rating sites. Help us out on iTunes.
iTunes we're showing up on now, which is cool.
It's nice, and we're climbing.
You know, if they'd call me back, I'd work a trade deal with them, but they won't, so we'll stop mentioning them until then.
We'll just stay in the top 100.
Exactly. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Howie in New Jersey. Howie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Is this Howie or Harry?
Harry, yeah.
It's Harry. Okay. That's what I thought.
I want to tell you a little story I ran into some years ago with Continental Airlines.
Okay.
I had to drive from 50 miles to the airport in Colorado. Okay, so as I'm driving the rented car, it's snowing and hailing and raining, and it's getting dark.
Gotcha.
I get to the airport, and it rains and hails a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
So we get inside the plane, and they de-ice the plane right away. Every 5 or 7 minutes, they have to de-ice it.
Okay.
So the icer left, and the plane's sitting there, and it's still hailing and raining and stuff like that. And I'm saying, where the heck is this de-icer? He should have been here 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the pilot decides he's going to take off. So we're going down the runway, and I'm looking at the second hand of my watch, and I'm saying, how much runway has he got left? So he goes up about 10 feet in the air, and then he bounces the plane on a tarmac.
Whoa.
The ice fell off the wings, and up we went.
Wow.
Cool, huh?
I don't know.
I guess.
I mean, it seems like he took all of your lives in his hands there.
Right.
There was one time I was watching the movie in flight, coming from Redwood City to Newark. And I had the window.
I don't think I would go from Redwood City to Newark, quite honestly. I think I'd stay in Redwood City.
Yeah, well, the training session was over, so I only had 2 weeks.
And he lives in New Jersey, man, so what are you going to do?
So I had the window closed, and I'm watching the movie, and I'm looking at this flashing light through the crack in the window.
Uh-huh.
And I figure it's just the
thing in the wing.
Yeah, the wing lights. So I didn't think nothing of it, so I decided to open the window. Just something told me to open the window. Well,
the shutter. The shutter.
Oh, I was going to say.
Right.
Are we talking about being on a plane?
You need a breath of fresh air.
Guess what I saw?
A goblin.
Gremlins.
Santa Claus.
Gremlins like airplanes.
Ripping the wings off, yes. Engine 3 was backfiring.
Ooh.
Now, when the engine backfires, you see a reddish-blue flame from the input to the output of the engine.
Ooh.
Talk about scary.
Yeah, scary. What happened?
Well, apparently there was something wrong with the engine itself.
Apparently.
Right? And we had 3 more, so apparently the pilot didn't care.
Right.
So when we left the plane, we got on the airport, and I said to the co-pilot, I said, do you know engine 3 was backfiring? I told the stewardess, and she didn't tell you. And he said, oh, yeah, it does it all the time. And I said, get me out of here.
And then you stopped flying Continental.
Then I stopped flying completely because I got laid off.
Oh, okay. Well, it's probably for the better. Yeah. Now, you don't have the best luck with planes, do you?
No, certainly not.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
If you fly enough, you're going to have crazy stories like
absolutely.
This.
Good stories, man. Thanks.
Okay, guys.
1-800-259-9231.
That pilot sounded like one of those crazy pilots that you hear about, like flying cargo and whatnot. They'll fly on one engine, you know? It's like, hey, I only got one engine. Hey, it doesn't matter. Yee-haw! You know, just like crazy guys like Harrison Ford would play or something.
Yeah, right. Hey, we got another email from the Chicagoan. He says, I'm not a big follower of the conspiracy crowd, but I certainly don't believe much of what the government says. Most of the people in my line of work, commodity broker, are pretty sure the government is fudging the economic numbers to sustain a rotten money system. That aside, members of the Free State Project, I am one, might want to give pause to the thought of how government action may be used to discredit the movement should it gain traction and start changing New Hampshire politics. I'm not talking about a grand New World Order movement to wipe out the largest building in Londonderry, all 3 stories of it, killing all inhabitants, 1, a couple of maple trees and 2 milking cows. What I am talking about is a small thing to throw doubt into the populace about the merits of libertarianism. Something on the order of the DEA, desperate to justify their jobs, bringing in a huge load of crystal meth to scare the citizenry into believing there's an epidemic. Or the CIA planting dynamite on an empty bus and blaming a shadowy Islamist cell in Manchester, for instance. I'm not saying that this is a certainty, but I doubt that the federal government will be willing to allow, or so willing to allow, the people to see what a fraud their so-called protections really are. Desperate people, in fear of their livelihood, do dangerous things. Just something to keep in mind. Hope I don't seem paranoid.
I want to respond to this because I think it's fairly simple to respond to. The government is not a single person. It's not a single entity. So any sort of plan like this would need to be able to be carried out by one vindictive person who just, like, maybe can get maybe a couple friends to government, but government in and of itself is not an intelligent, active entity. They're slow, they're plotting.
Good point.
And bad stuff like that only happens when one or two people gets out of hand. Like
one
James
two,
Sessenbrenner.
Well, yeah, one or two government employees acting on their own.
Right.
Acting in their
and
own
And I think most
interest.
Of them believe they're doing the right thing, so therefore they wouldn't dare.
And this he brings up some good ideas, and we'll address them a little bit more coming up. 1-800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now 1-877-300-0040.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy field should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog, toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You know, I mentioned the updates earlier in the hour. You sign up for them, updates.freetalklive.com. We send you emails whenever there's something new to announce. And there's something brand new that we announced today at freetalklive.com. It's an auction. We're holding an auction, actually.
Yeah. I still haven't looked at this thing. I'm kind of interested.
Yeah, the idea is we've got our brand new website that Johnson and I worked very hard on, and we relaunched that a few weeks back. And on the right-hand column now, there's a little banner column. And the banners aren't huge or anything like that, but there's room for a lot of them. And so I wanted to find out, well, what's this banner worth? What's the top banner at freetalklive.com worth? I mean, considering we're the number one podcast in the world, we got all these internet listeners, we get over, I think, 1.5 million hits a month, we've got 20,000 visitors per month, you know, 20,000 different people went to the site last month. That's not too shabby.
Yeah.
So what's a banner on a site like that worth? I have no idea. I'm not an internet advertising expert, so I figured the best way to find out will be to put it up for auction. Let people bid. Maybe it's worth $5 a month. Maybe it's worth $500. We'll find out because there's 7 days left now. We're holding the auction at eBay, and it's easy to get to. All you have to do is punch up auction.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to it.
I'm kind of this whole
last
thing
time I looked,
amazing.
We were over $30 already, and it's only been about 12 hours at this point.
Yeah, I mean, I would think that you know, the way I've seen in eBay in the past is a lot of bidding that takes place at the last minute.
Yeah, we have three people like going at it today, like outbidding one another, and it's only day number one.
I hope goldenpalace.com gets in on it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, somebody should email him. Go check it out if you want to see what it's all about. Auction.freetalklive.com. So a Chicagoan wrote in, and he's concerned. He's concerned that the Free State Project's going to start getting some momentum, and then something's going to happen to, as he puts it, cast it into doubt. He's suggesting that some government agents might, you know, do some sort of shenanigans behind the scenes in order to discredit the Free State Project. And I think that, you know, even if stuff like this does happen, even if the paranoid things that he suggested do happen, and it's okay to be paranoid if they really are out to get you. And in this case, they really will be. I mean, if they're feeling threatened by us, and they will be because we're going to be showing the world that they're liars about everything. So there's going to be some people that are very interested in ensuring they still have job security, you know, down the road. So they might plant things on people. They might.
I don't think they think they're liars,
people.
My friend.
Who?
The people in the government.
They think they're doing the right thing.
Sure they do.
Well, then maybe we'll show them the light. You know, I think that there are definitely people that are underhanded, though. I mean, we've read messages allegedly from DEA officers, for instance, that actually admit to planting drugs on people, to ensuring that more drugs come into the country.
I think
that way they have their jobs in the future.
Now, I've talked to law enforcement officers that have admitted to me planting drugs on people.
Uh-huh.
And they've said that they knew that those people were drug dealers. It's just they didn't catch him at that time.
That's drugs. Disgusting.
Sure it is.
So they wanted to catch him later, so they planted drugs on them.
That's disgusting.
Because all they're doing is proving what they already know in their own mind.
I see.
So, now, do I think he did something wrong? Yes. Do I think he thinks he did something wrong? No.
He doesn't.
There's a massive amount of self-deception in this country right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. Especially
I think that's the human condition.
No doubt about
it.
1-800-259-9231. On the way, we've got a story. Actually, speaking of the cops... Hopefully there's somebody going to be calling in hour number two with a story about how he was harassed by the police over nothing over the weekend. They just stopped him on the street and just started harassing him. More coming up, hour two on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live.